Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
I did not pick Rush to start the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm going to put my stamp of approval on it here as we head into the weekend. Jane, we were just talking about, we have a massive snowstorm, right? What are they saying?
I mean,
now? 3 inches. Oh, whoa.
French toast for everybody.
But Dave Murray is going to join us with an update in just a couple of minutes. You know, we've talked a lot about the supply chain, right? Mm-hmm. And if you look at store shelves, especially today here in St. Louis, you'll see a lot of empty things. But what if you were told that maybe it's not the supply chain? Maybe the reason you're not getting stuff, you know, delivered to you, can't buy it in the store, is because trains are being robbed in California. Because apparently, that's what's happening. And something went viral yesterday from a photojournalist from California, CBS LA, John Schreiber, who also, I understand, is a St. Louis guy and a Mizzou alum. He joins us tonight to talk about what he discovered, because the video is, this is a little tougher to do on radio because the video is amazing. John, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Let's get the background first and foremost. We love the local connection. So you grew up here?
Yeah, I was born and raised there. You know, my whole family still lives there. My parents still live there. The St. Louis question, what high school did you go to? I went to Chaminade.
There you go.
All right. What year did you graduate?
2004.
Oh,
and
excellent.
And then I went to Mizzou for grad school for photojournalism.
Awesome. Wow. So you've been in L.A. for how long?
I've been in L.A. for about 10 years now. So I've been working as a journalist out here for that long, and all the crazy things that happen out here.
So you heard our reference to the snow. You know farewell how the panic ensues here when just a little bit of snow is in the forecast, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I'm sure, yeah, the store shelves are bare and everyone's going crazy.
a little bit.
Pretty much.
So I saw somebody, I think it was my friend Scott Jennings from Louisville, Jane, we mentioned, mm-hmm. Joe's going to join us, tweeted this out. And I think his retweet was, who thought that there were still train robberies? So John tweets out, keep hearing of train burglaries in L.A. on the scanner. So I went to Lincoln Heights to see it all. And there's looted packages as far as the eye can see. Amazon packages, UPS boxes, unused COVID tests, fishing lures. That was my favorite. You found a rooster tail. And I've used those before, so don't throw that away. But this was kind of an amazing
scene.
Hold on
to it.
Yeah, but you weren't expecting even to see half of what you saw, probably. It was kind of amazing video, and it caught on and went a little viral, didn't it?
No, yeah, and it really was. I mean, I cover some crazy stuff out here, and this is the first story in a while where I really was just, like, speechless looking and seeing what I saw. And like I said, it's radio, so it's unfortunate you can't see what I'm talking about. But, I mean, just imagine four or five blocks of train tracks just completely covered in from, you know, a higher view just looks like cardboard boxes. But when you get down closer and start looking at the packages, you realize these are, you know, parcels destined for someone's front doorstep. And you start seeing, you know, like the Amazon smile on the side of the box, or you'll see the REI logo, and you realize these were all, you know, stuff that people ordered online and it never made it.
Yeah, so you actually put a picture on your string. There was a package. Some of the packages were just lying there, Jane. They were unopened. Some were open. You had one that was from REI going to Bainbridge Island, Washington. So you typed in the UPS tracking number, didn't you?
Yeah, I just, you know, pulled up their app and typed in the tracking number and found out, you know, it listed it delayed, obviously. And obviously it's not going to make it there because it's empty and it's sitting in a rail yard in L.A. But you know, actually, the name of the person is on there, and I've actually been trying to reach out to him. I found out he actually works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, so I've been trying to contact him through their PR people just to see, hey, you know, your package is never going to make it. It's here. Hope that solves the mystery for you.
Well, John, how is this happening? And I would encourage people, I retweeted this yesterday, but some of the video, like I'm looking at the one where you said, as you can see, trains frequently slow or stop in this area. And it just looks, it almost looks like the devastation from the tornadoes that we saw across Kentucky and elsewhere with just stuff littered everywhere. And then there's a train down the tracks, right? That's sort of the image that it conjures up.
Yeah, it really does. You know, like when a tornado goes through a warehouse and it just spews debris everywhere, that's exactly what it looks like. And it's happening, like I tweeted out, was that the trains have to stop and slow down in this area because they're getting moved into the what they call the intermodal facility for Union Pacific. And that's where, you know, they'll unload containers or load containers or swap them over to trucks. And, you know, the trains by nature and the logistics are forced to stop in that area. So there's really no way to, you know, drive quickly through there. So it's a good, you know, time for thieves to hop on the train and bust open the containers and take whatever they want.
Is this just a constant scene of debris, or does it eventually get cleaned up? I mean, I'm sure that people are picking through that stuff and stealing it at this point, right?
Yeah, and what happens and what some law enforcement have told me is that, you know, it's a lot of organized crime that's breaking into these, and they're taking the high-value items, and then the stuff they don't want, they kind of discard on the side of the tracks, and then that's left for kind of the scavengers to come through and pick through themselves.
You're telling me that a rooster tail isn't going to fetch a bunch of money on eBay?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe they don't work very well. Maybe they don't catch fish.
Oh, yeah. They do.
Well, I mean,
they
can't you beef up security? I mean,
okay, that's a question. What? Yeah, on the security front, what's the answer there?
And the thing is, the funny thing is, I saw Union Pacific. They have their very own law enforcement division, and I actually saw one of their officers chasing two people off the tracks when I was there. But it sounds like, in fact, one of my colleagues, Christine Lazar, who's one of our reporters, you know, I'm the photographer, she actually talked to Union Pacific today, and they're saying that they made over 100 arrests in the last 3 months, but of those 100 people that they've arrested, they said they have not been contacted for any court proceedings.
I was going to say, so, they're not going to, well, yeah.
Do they live here in St. Louis by any chance?
Yeah,
because that's happening
world.
Here as well.
Yeah.
Right.
That's Union Pacific side of the story. They're saying that they are patrolling, they are arresting people, and they want to see more, I guess, prosecution. And they claim that that's not happening.
Well, I think it's probably fair to say that we got lucky here today because of the St. Louis connection, because you've been bombarded by requests, haven't you?
Yeah, I woke up this morning and, every radio station, whatnot. But, you know, I saw the St. Louis connection, so obviously I said, why not?
I really appreciate it because it's amazing video, and you know, I've never seen anything really like this. I never thought it was going on.
It makes you wonder. I don't think we have trains that carry packages, but, you know, our trains.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen anywhere. Yeah, you know, it's just they find the weak points, and that's where they go for it.
That's where they go. I mean,
are you, I just want to help you out with one thing here as a Mizzou alum. You're not by any chance a Mizzou basketball fan, are you?
I was when I was there.
Stop.
We were really good.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
USC, somebody else. Now, football's fine, but the Mizzou basketball thing, I'm trying to turn everyone against
it.
It's
just so sad.
It's too painful.
It is.
It's too painful.
Like I said, back in, you know, 2008 or whenever I was there, they were pretty good. So.
Yeah. Coach Anderson took them to the somebody took
there
him
was
to
hope.
The Elite Eight. That's right.
Not
John Schreiber. He's at John Schreiber. He's in LA, CBS2, KCAL 9. Thank you so much. Amazing
Chaminade
video.
Chaminade grad,
Mizzou guy.
That's right.
Thank you, John. By the way, a pretty damn good presentation and voice, too. They should let you, you know, in front of the camera. Who do we need to talk to?
I like to stay behind it. Yeah, permanently behind it.
Well, I say this seriously. I'm actually happy to hear that someone is still described as a photojournalist, because I think that these are positions that have been dying out. As you know, when you go through journalism school, you're taught how to do a one-man band. You have to do everything, reporting and photo, and that's coming back into fashion, which is sad, because photojournalists should stand on their own. So I'm glad to see that.
Absolutely.
In LA. Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
Pleasure to meet you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Go check out the video, because it's really,
I mean, we're
really
talking
good.
About train robberies. That's astounding. I mean, crime is really, really kind of running the world here.
I'm shocked by that video. And you know what's going to happen? Now that people see that video, it's going to all get cleaned up, because people are going to poke through those packages
Or more is going to happen. If it's truly organized crime, they probably are more organized than the police, and certainly probably the prosecutor.
All right, Jane, let's get an update here from Mr. Dave Murray on the weather moving in. Dave,
the scoop.
What are we looking at? We want some snow.
There.
Is it going to hold together?
I know you do.
Yes.
I'm not really, my thinking hasn't changed at all since we talked yesterday at this time. So I'll break this all down. It's kind of a modified Alberta Clipper. It's coming right down the Mississippi River, so that's a little bit of a different track. But we're looking at a mix of rain and snow between 7 o'clock tonight and midnight. It's going to take a while to get the atmosphere saturated. It's going to take a little bit to get the temperatures to cool to freezing or below. And I think stuff that we see 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock is going to be very light, and it's going to be that mix. It's all snow after midnight. The heaviest snow is going to be 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday. It's done by noontime. It's gone. Still liking the general number of 3 to 4 inches with some spots up to 5, but 3 to 4 looking really good. It's going to be a really wet snow, a heavy wet snow. It's going to compact very quickly on the roadway. It's going to be heavy to move, to shovel, but it's great for snowballs, great for snowmen. It's very windy. It's very cold. But I'm not anticipating, because it's such a wet snow, I'm not anticipating any blowing and drifting of the snow. The high tomorrow is 32 degrees, but it's going to feel like it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the teens with the gusty winds, down to 15 degrees Saturday night. Cold on Sunday, but a lot of sunshine, mainly in the 20s. A couple of snow flurries around again on Sunday night. So we do. Well, this is our first real accumulating snow in about 3 years. So we will take it and enjoy it. It's on a weekend. Come on, let's enjoy.
Oh yeah, I'm in.
I think there are people that are going to enjoy it and get into it. It looks like it's weird. It looks like Tuesday pops back up to maybe 50, but then it's really cold for the rest of next week.
Yeah, there is another cold front coming through. We'll get up to about 38 on Monday, well into the 40s on Tuesday. This cold front comes through. Not convinced there's a lot of moisture to work with the thing, but it's going to kind of pave the road for a giant Arctic high-pressure system to come down. So some really cold air in here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week.
Dave Murray, enjoy the weekend. Thank you for the forecast update.
Info.
We appreciate it.
You got it anytime.
518, 97.1 FM Talk. We're going to talk about some new ideas for maybe fixing baseball that might be way out on the fringe, but we're going to talk about it anyway with our friend Joe Arnold from Louisville coming up here in just a second. But you have an interesting story to share this afternoon that I wanted to hear.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so as people are aware, I represent the brave officers of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department in the city of St. Louis.
By the way, footnote.
Yes?
Have you heard about the Kristen Bell story? Related to cops? You know, Kristen Bell is the actress.
Yeah, you mean,
okay, we're going to do that here in a second. You just remind me. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're going to be outraged by this, but go ahead.
So anyway, come to find out, last Friday night, this started last Friday night, a woman was brutally beaten by the father of her child. And after he beat her, he threw boiling liquid all over her face and her chest.
Lovely.
Yeah. I mean, charred her skin, literally. She calls the police, has brave enough to ask for help. Police come. They go get the monster. Now, all bookings for arrestees have to occur at the Justice Center downtown, not in the various stations. And they are purporting to say it's because of COVID. So that happened for a couple weeks. So now cops from all over the city have to go down to the Justice Center in order to book somebody in. Well, it's because they want to COVID test them. So this monster gets brought in and, you know, they're putting the case together. They call the circuit attorney's office. I mean, I bashed Kim Gardner enough, but this is, you know, she did the right thing. She called the jail and said, you need to hold the monster. We're going to issue charges. Oh, too bad. So sad. He has been released.
You've got to be kidding.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding. So this poor woman, luckily there was time to warn her, but she has the courage to turn in her abuser and he gets released. So here's the deal now. Arrestees who test positive for COVID are being released. And it's terrifying.
Like,
and it's for the sole reason that they have COVID. So not only are they turning criminals loose, they're turning them loose with COVID. Because I'm sure these responsible criminals are isolating once they get their positive result.
Well, they're double masking for sure. I mean, I know
absolutely.
That,
right. And they have N95s, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
So, I mean, and by the way, so there's a warrant out for his arrest because the warrant got to stay because they let him out. So there's a written memo from the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department that says that warrants will not be recalled until there is a negative COVID test, meaning if there's a positive COVID test, the warrant will stay because this person is going to be released. This is shocking.
I mean, you can see my reaction right now. I don't know how to react
to this. No, I didn't either. I couldn't
believe it. It's jaw-dropping.
But then I saw the email. I saw the policy. I've been tweeting about it for a week. The policy change came from the mayor's office. They are letting people out who are COVID positive, who are criminals, like serious crimes. These are crimes that Kim Gardner wants to hold these people.
But is the justification would be COVID. To prevent COVID spread in the jail?
I guess.
So we're going to keep out the worst
innocent
of the worst
people,
because we don't want the people.
Right, yeah. The innocent people in the community are going to get COVID, and this domestic abuser gets to go out and find the mother of his child, you know. And so the police officers were sick about this case. Sick. It is so horrific what they did to this woman. And the idea that this is, so I've been tweeting about it for a week, not a peep out of the jail, out of the mayor's office, nothing. And I am shocked that there's been no coverage.
Is there anything that, does this have any responsibility for the sheriff, Vernon Betts, or
no,
not?
Okay, no.
So he's out of, because.
No, and look, there's a problem, because if they are letting out people that have warrants out, those are court orders. Okay, there's a state statute that says it's a crime if you don't arrest somebody and there's a warrant out. So now this case with the monster.
Didn't we see something turn real bad in Kenosha, Wisconsin 2 months ago when it comes to something like this?
Oh, yeah, no, these criminals are all getting out. We're going to see a crime wave now. And so this is my belief. My belief is the population at the jail downtown is growing. And she does not want to put people over at the workhouse because of her political promise. I think COVID and criminals are being unleashed on the public because of her political promise involving closing the workhouse.
Wow. Well,
and how there is an immediate outlet that isn't all over this, how it is no longer scary or people are desensitized
to
the fact.
This has not been in our local paper,
no,
has it?
No, it has not been in a local paper. Okay. There's not been one. And I posted the memos. I posted them on, go to my Twitter, at Jane Duker.
The local newspaper is part of the mayor's administration. You must understand that.
The PR team, you mean?
Yes, yes, they are.
So I'm very offended.
Chief PR Flack Tony Messenger, Assistant Chief Aisha Sultan, and then Gilbert Bayan, they all play on the same
I mean, this is all okay. So of course, none of the sycophants, you know, the liberal Taliban in the city have said a word because it's indefensible.
I always liked it when you call them the Cherokee Street Taliban. That's one of my favorites.
No question.
All right, so the Kristen Bell thing.
Yes.
This ties in. Kristen Bell, she was...
Who I normally like. Is that going to change?
No. Oh. It's not going to change because I like her too. In fact, little connection here. You know, when she was a little girl, mm-hmm. She was here in St. Louis. Her dad was the assistant news director at Channel 4. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. That's very cool.
And then they moved to Detroit or something like that. I talked to her years ago and she still was somewhat of a St. Louis Blues fan.
She's
adorable.
But
that's not what the story is about.
She's adorable.
She was which one in Frozen? I don't know. One of the sisters. It doesn't matter. So she took a visit, a very friendly visit, and posed for a picture with a couple of members of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, the Lancaster Station. Mm-hmm. And there were two photos they put up on their official Instagram. And all it says was, today we had the absolute pleasure of meeting at Kristen Annie Bell, who is hands down the kindest human ever. And she is lovely.
She's adorable.
I've interviewed her a couple of times. She's really, really nice. So, of course, people start blowing up on her because she had supported Black Lives Matter. Here's one of the tweets. Wow, from... at People's City Council, Los Angeles. Wow, this sucks so much, Kristen Bell. Taking pictures with deputy gang members. Hashtag LASD gangs. Hey, Kristen Bell, did you tweet Black Lives Matter? Because this ain't it. Landlord celebrities will post about Juneteenth, but at the end of the day, their allies are the cops that protect their property at the expense of human life. So that's what she gets. Just taking.
And she's one of the nicest human beings possible. So if you don't hate cops, all cops,
yes,
whether they deserve it or not,
right,
you are somehow,
yeah. No, that's
exactly
right.
I don't even
know
what to say anymore.
I don't either. The only hope I have is that these are, responses in the minority, but I'm not convinced they always are. Joe Arnold coming up next. We'll talk about improving baseball, if that's possible. A little lockout talk. This would have been the weekend of the winter warm-up, sadly. I can't remember because it's been a couple of weeks. The guy that used to be in here producing the show with me. What was his name?
Dave something.
Dave something.
Dave something. I mean, I gave him stuff
Dave
from
Vine,
my house.
Dave, yeah. So I try to reach out to him today because we still have some growing pains. You know, we have some producers that are learning the ways, and there was a question that completely ignored me. Completely ignored me.
He's had it with you. It's over.
So we had to threaten him, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I told him he gets no more random stuff for my house. I mean, that was probably the best, birthday present he's ever got.
It was one of the perks when Dave's birthday took place. You brought all kinds of fun stuff, right?
I did. I found all kinds of rando stuff from my house, and I put it in a bag.
Yeah. Well, he was dead to me when he quit.
Including, 4 pounds of raisins.
I know. That was pretty good.
I mean, tell him the raisins are cut off. That's it. Maybe that's what, you might have to raise it up and say, okay, the raisins are in danger.
So when I told you this, your response was, well, maybe he's busy. And what did I say? I said, I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a snowstorm coming. He shouldn't be that busy. There's nobody doing anything right now waiting for the snow.
Let's go down to Louisville. Louisville. That's where Joe Arnold is.
They probably have better
weather. You have snow in the forecast in Louisville, Joe Arnold?
We're going to miss it in Louisville. It's going to be to the south and southeast with about maybe 6 to 8 inches down in the southern parts of Kentucky with my electric co-ops that are down there.
Well, I was just kidding, but really? So they're going to get some of this.
Oh, yeah. But, of course, the biggest concern is always ice, and I think we're going to avoid the ice for the most part, which is important.
It's huge. That's
right. Joe is a former WHAS-TV broadcaster, reporter, radio guy, TV guy, but now you do the media work in the, I don't want to minimize your role. You're a big shot with the electric utility co-ops down there, right?
The co-ops are the heart of the salt of the earth. We're the heart of the rural communities. They have great co-ops in Missouri and Illinois. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do in Kentucky is support them.
So Joe and our mutual friend Scott Jennings, Joe was nice enough to introduce me to Scott years ago. They used to work together on WHAS. And, of course, Scott works with Roy's worked with George W. Bush, Senator McConnell. You see him on CNN, and he's a guest on this show. But we're all big baseball fans, and we share
Cardinal baseball.
Cardinals passion, right. But you shared, I don't know if it was you or Jennings that shared this yesterday, a conservative move to improve baseball. Now, Arnold, just so people know, he's a traditionalist, and I appreciate that about you, but you are about as anti-DH as they come. Wouldn't you agree, Joe?
And I'm with
Joe?
Him.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jane. And I, by the way, I love Jane. And I do.
Of course he does.
And listen, I don't live in St. Louis anymore. Like I grew up there, in the Bell side. But I feel like I truly am in every fight. Because Jane is in every fight.
Right, exactly.
And
how is my name even in here? Talking about St. Louis crime. And he's like, why am I here?
Every day I'm like, what is she going to stir up today? It's great. Anyway,
by the way, you know what we did yesterday, Jane? Because I was, you know how they list how many tweets, how many times you've tweeted? Mm-hmm. You're at 87,000 tweets.
Yeah, I have a lot to say, Mark.
And that's just this week.
Probably.
Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
But, I mean,
no, you're good.
Joe supports me and I support Joe. There's no light of day between us. So the DH, we start there.
But, well, yeah.
What it boils down to is this, is that it's not just being a traditionalist for tradition's sake. It's a matter of preserving the fundamentals of the game. I don't mind, you know, if you can wear a different color uniform. I don't do those kind of things.
Cosmetic changes are different.
That's right. But this is the fundamentals of it. So interestingly, now so the DH was and is and will always be a gimmick, a failed gimmick, and
yes,
as a result, baseball is paying the price for that every year because it brought into the game this quick sugar high, you know, the sugar fix of saying, hey, people like offense, we're going to hit more home runs. And so yeah, for a short period of time, you're going to enjoy that. But ultimately, you can't keep up with it. And you end up having what you have today, which has become less of an interesting game because it has, as you pointed out in this article, Mark, that both of us read from Scott, is there's, you know, three true outcomes. There's a walk, a strikeout, or a home run. Basically, the defense is not even a factor. Because
right,
they don't, it's one of those three things.
And there's no strategery on hitting. It just takes all of that out of it. It does. I agree.
So even though I'm generally opposed to tinkering when it comes to, you know, to the true game, the idea that this writer brings up, the Washington Examiner, his name is Timothy Carney,
right,
is that if you move the fences back, which the Orioles are doing this season, by the way, by 30 feet, generally. What you're going to encourage, first of all, you're going to separate the wheat from the chaff. You know, the guys who are just barely making it over the fence, they're no longer going to be a factor. So the big boppers are still the big boppers. But what you're going to end up having is just more action, and defense will be more important. Strategery, as Jane brought up, will be more important. Think about the Cardinals outfield right now. Think about the speed you have with O'Neill, Bader and Carlson. Cardinals off outfield would be the best in the league.
It would be so fun to watch, too, because they would be doing
things.
All
the acreage they can cover, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I like the idea. Now, I don't like the idea of baseball dictating to say every stadium has to do this, but think about the Cardinals' advantage if they move the fences back. First of all, every pitcher is going to love it because mm-hmm. you can pitch with more confidence and not everything's going to, you know, like a pinball machine, going to make it out of the ballpark. You love the defense behind you,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be able to,
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Pitch with more confidence and allow those, you know, these medium hitters to get weak flyouts to the warning track.
So this is interesting because Tim Carney wrote about this, and then Dominic Pino from The Corner, and he broke it down in some different ways too. So the parks with the most triples, one of the things we should mention, and I think people who are baseball fans know this, that, and this is sort of unique from other sports, I would say, right, Joe, that the field of play is not standard size. It's not the same in every ballpark,
right?
And I don't think Tim Carney's saying standardize the field of play, and I'll get back to that in a second. But the parks with the most triples this past season, Comerica Park in Detroit, 420 to center, Coors Field in Denver, 390 to left center, 415 to center, Chase Field in Phoenix, which has straight center field wall that's between 407 and 413, PNC Park, 410 to left center, Oracle Park in San Francisco. So we know that with those distances, you have more triples, not more home runs.
Right.
They also mentioned Fenway.
And didn't Bush One used to be you know, one of the harder stadiums to hit home runs in. I don't
Do you know
think
that, Joe?
Bush 2. Bush 1 was Sportsman's Park, right? And then Bush,
oh, I see.
Correct.
Bush, right.
You're right. I stand corrected, yeah. Sir.
So
this man
so
knows.
Bush 2, though, you're right. And Bush 2. And, of course, now it's cookie cutter. I still love it. That's where I grew up. And that's where Mark Reardon grew up there. And, you know, do you know how many home runs, Mark Reardon, that the St. Louis Cardinals hit when they won the World Series in 1982 as an entire team?
Probably not very many.
60?
67.
I was
the
close.
Entire team.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
We were not that was when strategery was great again.
He mentioned, you know, the one guy mentions Fenway Park and not only moving the fences back, but because Fenway had a lot of triples as well, even though the fences aren't far, but that's because of the angles in the walls. So one other suggestion is maybe if you don't want to move the fences back, you can have different angles for the walls, too. I don't know what the logistics of that would be.
But the goal would be to make, and you know what? This is covering up for the DH problem. I mean, one is caused by the other, and I hadn't thought about it that way, but now we're just lopping over solutions to problems that we didn't need to have in the first
place. That's right. It all started with that one...
Satan's work.
One tweak, that little genetic, you know, fluke there. That we're paying the price for every year.
I mean, it's Jurassic Park. They've created the Tyrannosaurus Rex, and now they're wondering why we have all the problems.
Now, one of the things I like about this idea, and I think it's intriguing, is it's not a big deal. This is a minor tinker. You don't have to put in gimmicks or things. Joe says that's the original gimmick.
I mean,
I tend to
agree
with him.
Do they have to ask? I mean, sort of, what's the protocol?
Good question, Joe. Do you know? Do you have to ask?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there certainly are some parameters overall, but for the most part, no, your ballpark is your ballpark. Now, and I would think, of course, there are some ballparks that are going to be more, you know, landlocked or neighborhood locked, like a Fenway or a Wrigley, where you won't have as much of an opportunity. But other ballparks, they do it all the time in terms of, I mean, think about it. It all depends on where you want to put them. The other thing is I like the idea of having higher walls, too. But that's anyway, that's all part of it. But I just think I didn't even think about this idea. I just know that we all love baseball. We love the Cardinals. We want the Cardinals to be part of a winning, you know, when I say franchise, not just the franchise,
but a
winning sport. And baseball, generally speaking, is declining in popularity. And you have to ask why. Now, why is soccer getting so much more popular? For a variety of reasons. But the thing about soccer is that a goal in soccer
is a big
is
deal.
At a premium.
That's right.
Right? When you see a goal, that's why the announcers, they scream goal for 63 seconds, you know, as many home runs as the Cardinals hit, is because every one of them is worth more. When you have all these home runs and all too much offense, every one of those runs by a proportion is worth less.
I agree.
To me, make everyone worth more and maybe parlay some of that into the excitement.
I think it's interesting, and I was unaware until you shared that with me yesterday that the Orioles were actually doing this. Do you know the impetus for that? Was it because of this to make it more interesting, or was there something else?
I think the Orioles are just desperate.
I think they might be.
Well, they got to do what they can. But I mean, so when is Major League Baseball going to be bringing you on in order to sort
as
of
a
fix,
consultant.
Yeah, to fix yeah. the sport? I mean, how are they not listening to you? I don't understand.
Well, I think I can barely get Mark and Scott to listen to me. But Jane,
you're
my friend.
I am your friend. And you know what? I think you're brilliant. And, you know, traditionalists. And you know what? Traditionalist is the wrong word. I agree with you. These are fundamental things that are changing the game. And I think it was very short-sighted because, oh, yeah, it's great to see. I call them track meets. Well, you know, when you have, you know, 8, 9, 10 runs, you know, it totally changes the face of the game. And I agree with you.
You know,
I think people are losing interest.
It's interesting because I was just Googling this. I wanted to see the original Tim Carney piece. And then I found a piece on Yahoo Sports from someone named Hannah Kaiser. I'll have to look up who she is. But she wrote this in 2019, and this was her suggestion there. I don't think she was the first one to come up with it, but this has been an idea that's kind of been out there for a while, I guess.
Yeah, it's forced. I mean, it's changing.
You mentioned my background in TV, Mark, briefly. It's the difference between, it's like cause and effect. So when I was in TV 15 years ago, and we had a news director at one point, who, and this is a lot of news directors the same way, they said, breaking news is, we know it's popular. We know when there's breaking news, people are X percent more likely to tune in. And, oh, my gosh, it's breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because when we were growing up, you know, I sound old now, but is that when it was labeled breaking news, it's because it was breaking. Well, now, of course, everything is breaking.
Right. Everything is breaking.
And as a result, it's not worth anything anymore. And
nobody
this is the same
attention.
Kind of thing. This is the difference between gimmick and being fundamentally sound.
Right.
And so I think about that from my own past experience. But this is why it's a situation of kind of reverting and making these things worth again. And here's the thing. If a franchise, a home team decides to do this, they own that home field advantage.
Right.
Everyone else
it helps
has to come
them
and play there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I remember Busch too. People didn't like to come to Busch Stadium because it wasn't easy.
Yeah, it was 414, I think, the dead center.
Yeah, and
a
what
long
is it?
Way
what
away.
Is it now? I mean, this park is smaller.
I should know that.
It's smaller.
I mean,
I know it's smaller, but I don't know.
Oh, it definitely is smaller. And, listen, I like Busch 3. I like the new ballpark. And I like the idea in general compared to the old one where the fans are closer and it's more of an intimate experience. But there's a price to be paid for everything.
Yep, I love it, though. I think it's it's an interesting idea. And this one does not seem to be that far off the mark if you can get some people on board. So we'll have to see where it takes us. And at the very least, Joe and Jane, it allows us the freedom and the ability to talk a little bit about baseball. Joe, I mentioned this earlier. This would have been the weekend here in St. Louis for the winter warm-up.
Yeah.
And it got canceled for
it's been ripped
the
from
lockout.
Us.
Jane said it probably would have been canceled because of COVID anyway. It might have been. But still, it's sad because we should be talking more about baseball right now.
And we're not.
Yeah.
And that's
well, we are right now, but not
We are, but I mean, I don't think people are as in tune because I think Frank Cusimano's right. We're not going to start spring training on time.
What do you think about that? Spring training's not going to be on time. It's not
looking what it is again, people like me who've grown up with this, who have invested myself emotionally, but I'm of a certain age now where I never thought I would be saying it because you've never met Mark, I don't think, a more diehard fan than Scott and me.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But
I would agree.
If they abuse me again, I have other things going on in my life. I got other things to do, and I certainly it's just that abuse and that taking for granted of the fan at some point is going to pay we're already paying a price for it. The same way as we're paying a price for the gimmickry of the DH since 1972, we're still paying a price for 1994 in the World Series. We lost a whole cohort of fans then,
mm-hmm.
and the fans growing up today. Frankly, St. Louis, that's one thing, too, is St. Louis
we're
is
unique.
Spoiled because of the fact you have this kind of this culture and this family thing. Other ballparks, other cities, other communities, it's kind of
cult-like.
Fabric is not there. It's not like going to Ohio State football. I mean, that's still strong, right?
Right.
But at a certain point, you abuse your customer base enough, and they'll eventually take the hint.
Yeah, they have a choice now. Be a good boyfriend or a bad boyfriend.
That's right.
Just saying.
This is truly an abusive relationship.
Right. And I think, we'll see. Joe, as normal, I am with you 100.
I just cannot wait for you and Mark to bring the show to Louisville, Kentucky, Churchill Downs, Derby Week.
Yes.
Steve Moore, are you listening?
We need to be rolling on that right now, Joe. You just reminded us. So let's get it moving.
No, that is, it's not negotiable.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Electric Co-ops,
I want it in my non-existent contract.
Joe, have a great weekend.
You and me both.
We'll see. Yeah,
bye,
I know. Well,
Joe.
We do extort things out of you both. Jane, we have an audio cut of the day forthcoming, but I'm probably going to have to revisit this a little bit when I'm back on Tuesday, off Monday for the holiday. Have you heard about the Microsoft PC?
No.
So they are now rolling out a new feature which checks for potentially offensive words and I'm not even making this up at this point.
I can't.
I know.
Check
it out. Listen.
The thing is, Microsoft is one of those companies that actually hasn't been in the limelight on the social controversies, on the woke orthodoxy. They've kept it behind the scenes. But now they're effectively using the same tools that they use to correct for grammatical errors or spelling mistakes. It's literally the same tools that now pop up to correct for political correctness. And I'm sorry, Neil Armstrong's famous quote said one giant leap for mankind. He didn't say humankind. It might have been perfectly fine if he did. But according to these reports, now actually they're going to suggest an autocorrect for using Neil Armstrong's famous quote to be able to say humankind, something he didn't say, rather than mankind.
That is utterly ridiculous. And I could sit here and say,
it's warped.
I haven't used a PC in a long time because I hate Microsoft and all that crap. I'm an Apple guy, but they'll probably do the same stupid things.
I mean...
And this guy here, Vivek Ramaswamy, I think I pronounced that wrong. He's a tech guy. He said, this is mind control.
This is a mechanism of mind control. And look, am I really bothered or staying up at bed at night because of any one of those examples? Of course not. But it's another example of the power that these tech titans have to control the entire mind of a society. And I think the fact that they're using it to advance this political agenda is something that we got to see through.
I mean, that's nuts.
Spot on.
It really
is. I mean, when did we become a nanny state of we have to be controlled? I mean,
it's your side. It's your people.
No, I know.
I'm just telling you.
We used to be for the First Amendment. I don't. When did that change? When did the First Amendment not be a deal?
Let's do this.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Okay, Jane, so, you know, I was a television reporter for a very, very short time back in the day. But, you know, TV reporters do live shots, and all kinds of Channel 4, Channel 5, and Fox reporters probably doing them from bridges right now
about
snowflakes.
This
is a woman who is named Kayla Sullivan. She's a former reporter, and she just decided to do a live shot about her toddler's tantrum.
Kayla Sullivan reporting live from outside my son's bedroom, where he's currently being detained until nap time is over. Now, this story does involve a minor, so I can't really specifics, but what I can confirm is my son is a 2-year-old terrorist who held me hostage at the Olive Garden earlier today. It's important to note the friends I met there do not have children and likely never will after witnessing this situation firsthand.
I mean, she just keeps going here. She's keeping it pretty straight.
This is an active investigation, but authorities believe the proper precautions were taken. I brought my son's favorite snacks and even risked judgment from other moms by bringing an iPad. But not even Cocomelon could have stopped this meltdown. After several cries demanding, quote, ketchup, ketchup, a Good Samaritan waitress miraculously understood it as the English word ketchup and brought him a bottle. Unfortunately, her good deed was later punished after he threw a ketchup-covered fork at her. Not all heroes wear capes, but this one should have worn an apron.
Kayla Sullivan reporting live. By the way,
that was brilliant.
I'm not a big TikTok guy because I think it's infected society, but that was on TikTok, and I thought
it's a time suck,
it was
but
pretty
I do
good.
It.
Jane, I have to thank you for spending the extra hour with me.
It was joyful.
I hadn't seen you in a couple of weeks.
I know, you missed
so
me.
So I'm all good with hanging out a little bit. We'll do it again next Friday. This is one of the things I try to get a hold of Dave Klein for, because I like to go out the end of the week with a new song, right?
Yeah.
And I have this little thing that says something special about my new song. You know, it's like a recording.
Right.
We call it a stinger or whatever. I don't have that, so I'll just play the song that I love right now by a band named Spoon. They're not coming to St. Louis, the new tour. They're going to Columbia and playing the Blue Note. This is called Wild. Have a great weekend.
You too.
I'll talk on Tuesday with everyone else.
Stay safe.
I was reminded every measure, riding trade winds, buried treasure. I got on fine with modern living, but must I be such a citizen? And the world still so wild, called to me. I was lost.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.